News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, it's 7:46. Well, a parade by Revolutionary Republican Party CERA on Dublin's O'Connell Street on Saturday has been criticised by a number of government ministers. However, despite the march coming in the aftermath of the murder of Lyra McKee in Derry on Thursday night, our current laws here state that Saturday's march in the capital wasn't illegal. And we're asking today, do you think is a time for paramilitary marches now to be outlawed? So for more on this, we're joined on the line by Senator and also former Justice Minister Michael McDougall. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Can I just first of all get your reaction to the march that took place in Dublin and Cork over the weekend?
Well, I mean, I think it was deeply offensive, occurring as it did in the immediate aftermath of the killing of Lyra McGee. And the second thing about it is that it was an insult to the people of Ireland, because this group of people are presenting themselves as some kind of armed force with some kind of legitimacy. Now, they looked a bit ridiculous, overweight, as one person put on social media, waddling past the GPO. But fundamentally, they are a threat to our legal and political order, and they are subversive of our constitution. If you look at what CERA and the new IRA or the real IRA are trying to do.
Can I just ask you, because I think there was an interesting discussion, I suppose, or talking point that really emerged out of this. And as you mentioned, in particular, on the likes of social media over the course of the weekend as well. Just in terms of our current legislation, Michael, my understanding is that if any group, demonstration, organisation hold an event or a protest or a march, you know, in any part of the country, if it's less than about 5,000 people, it doesn't have to be, reported or acknowledged to the Gardaí in advance of it. Is that the case?
Well, as far as I know, that is the case. And obviously, you can't have a situation that every meeting and every march has to be notified to an Garda Síochána or get permission from it. I mean, you could have a residents' association, protesting about some proposal for their area or whatever. So the right of citizens to assemble peaceably and without arms is guaranteed under the Constitution. So that's the starting point. But there isn't a right to maintain an armed organisation anywhere in Ireland which is committed to the destruction of our constitutional order. And Anne-Marie, what's important about this is that the Belfast Agreement, or the Good Friday Agreement, whatever you want to call it, has been approved by the people of Ireland, North and South. The people of Ireland have, this part of Ireland, have put it into the Constitution. It is now part of our constitutional framework. And therefore, when you see the so-called new IRA, a pathetic group of about 50 people, with about 200 supporters, when you see them, Anne-Marie, saying that the PSNI are the enemy, you realise that these people are attempting to actually, by force of violence, to upset something which both parts of Ireland have said is the legitimate constitutional
order. Can I just ask
you,
in terms of, because I think this is really where a huge sort of interesting point came out of the course of the weekend. We have the likes of these at the 1939, the Offences Against the State Act, which basically means that the likes of your military training or drills or anything like that can't take place in terms of any demonstration or march that's happening. You have the Defence Act of 1987 that means that any group or demonstrators or protesters, they can't wear any uniform that is, I suppose, really a copycat of the Irish Defence Forces.
That's correct.
Is that enough, though? Do you think, do we need...
Well, you see, the problem is this, I mean, and I've been looking at it myself over the weekend. One of the problems is that if you were to say that anything that looked sort of military or paramilitary, you could be, say, outlawing uniforms for marching bands and things like that.
Okay.
So you really have to be subtle in how you legislate in this area. It's not that easy. Putting a line down between the Boy Scouts on the one hand, a marching band on the other, and these people on the other hand. So what you've got to do, I think, is to consider proscribing CERA as an illegal organisation. It's the political wing of the new IRA, and it is not legitimate. It's not legitimate for. For a group like the new IRA to establish
They're saying they are the political, I suppose, element or wing.
Yes, but I mean, the point is that a movement which is seditious and which is subversive of the Constitution doesn't have a right.
Can I just ask you, Michael,
to establish organisations.
Can I just ask as well, I just want to ask you a point about the fact that we, you know, when you look at the amount of demonstrations and marches that take place in Ireland on a fairly regular basis, like we do have a lot of public demonstrations, and it just strikes me as being kind of bizarre that despite the amount of protests and events that take place in any of the town streets across the country on a regular basis, we have so few laws by comparison, even to the likes of the North, where they have the Parades Commission, and even other EU countries.
Well, I mean, parades haven't had the same divisive effect in the South as they have in the North, or the potential to have such a divisive effect. And I mean, our position is very simple in the Republic. There is a constitutional right to freedom of assembly, peaceably and without arms. And that can't just be simply abrogated. But what we have to do is to tackle this new IRA movement head on. It is treasonable.
Do you also agree with...
And by the way, any group of people who claim that they are the political wing of it are also engaging in treason and sedition against the Irish state.
Just a couple of texts already coming in on this. I'm going to go to them in a few moments. But just on a final point, Michael, for this morning, there have already been calls, I suppose, we heard in some of the pieces in the papers today from the likes of the SDLP's Colm Eastwood now saying that really the incident that happened in Derry on Thursday should be used now as really, I suppose, a catalyst to try and to get the political stalemate in the North, I suppose, really cleared at this stage.
Well, that's very much my opinion, because I think, to be honest with you, Anne-Marie, but the Good Friday Agreement has now been in suspended animation for more than 2.5 years. And we're now in a situation that a vacuum has been created by the intransigence of both the DUP and Sinn Féin. And, you know, those two parties are unique in this respect, that neither of them really enthusiastically supports the Good Friday Agreement. Both of them think that it's an unfortunate necessity rather than what they actually want to do in Northern Ireland. And we've got to, at this stage, face up to the fact that the governments both in London and Dublin have to restart the political process in Northern Ireland and have to bring the decision as to whether those institutions work or don't work back to the people of Northern Ireland.
We'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Senator and former Justice Minister Michael McDougall for joining us here on the programme today. Just some messages in on this, and we want to know your view on it this morning. Do you think is it time to outlaw the likes of kind of paramilitary style marches? This listener says they shouldn't be outlawed, or they shouldn't be allowed to march in uniform. No country would allow a military style organisation to march down their main street. Another texter says, regarding the banning of demonstrations, rather than banning individual groups, they should have to state their message and purpose to society, and the authorities could ban them if not appropriate to modern society. This texter says, these idiots who claim to be ultra-Irish did their little walk at the weekend in a British military pattern uniform. What a bunch of idiots. And we'll just take one more for the moment. This listener says, it's not illegal to be a member of such a group. As a group as such, could those dressed in that particular uniform not be arrested and charged accordingly? Well, you heard what Michael McDougall to say on that. Let's stop these groups before we return to the devastation of the past. Let's learn from the past. You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.